2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians 11. We're in the last leg of 2 Corinthians chapters 10 through 13 that are dealing with the vindication of Paul's office as an apostle. We recall from the last time we've seen a major mood shift in chapter 10 where Paul started being a little bit sarcastic and a little bit more harsh towards the Corinthians, and we'll see that continue this morning. Remember last time we were talking about Paul's godly jealousy, we called it, in chapter 11, verses 1 through 6. Let's review just a little bit what we were talking about there. He started off in verse 1 talking about his foolishness when he says, "I wish that you would bear with me in a little foolishness, but indeed you are bearing with me." And the background for that verse is simply this. Paul's opponents down in Corinth were engaging in self-praise. They were building themselves up by bragging, and the Corinthians were buying into it. So Paul has no choice in order to save the Corinthians from this false doctrine that his opponents were teaching. He's going to have to vindicate his office, and he's going to have to do that by doing a little boasting of his own, and we'll see that next week, especially in detail, that Paul is forced to do a little boasting of his own to vindicate his office. And he knows it's foolish, and that's why he says in verse 1, "Bear with me in a little foolishness." It's not the kind of thing Paul is accustomed to doing, but the Corinthians forced him into it. In fact, look at chapter 12 and verse 11. He says, "I have become foolish. You yourselves compelled me." So it was the Corinthians themselves that forced him into this, simply because they were buying into this false doctrine that was being taught by the false apostles, or as he called them in verse 5, the super apostles. He's being sarcastic there. So that's the background for this. Now, why did Paul then stoop to boasting? Why did he do that? Well, verse 2, he says, "For I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy, for I betrothed you to one husband, that to Christ I might present you as a pure virgin." In other words, he wants to present the Corinthian church pure in doctrine. So he's going to have to stoop to boasting in order to preserve the purity of the doctrine of the church down in Corinth. Now, that's the difference between Paul and his opponents. You could argue, well, Paul was just doing the same thing they were. They were bragging, so he bragged. Well, the difference is motive. They were bragging, yes, but they were bragging to elevate their own position. Paul was bragging, or will boast, to save the Corinthians from false doctrine. So we can call that godly boasting. His fear in verse 3, he says, "But I am afraid, lest as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your mind should be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ." Now, the assumption of verse 3 is that Satan is still operating in the world, and he's operating the same way he did clear back in Genesis. And we looked at Genesis chapter 3 last time. We noticed that the way Satan operates is that he undermines the Word of God. Remember back in Genesis chapter 3 when Satan asked Eve, he said, did God say that you could eat of any tree? And she said, well, any but one. And if we eat of that one, we shall surely die. And Satan said, oh, you won't. No, you won't. So he's taking God's word as clearly presented, and he's warping it. He's undermining it. And Satan works the same way, and he was working the same way down at the church in Corinth. He's trying to corrupt their doctrine. He's trying to teach them false doctrine through these false prophets, and we'll see later on this morning how he does that and how these false apostles are merely copying him and what he does. Now notice the area of attack in verse 3. He says, "I am afraid, lest as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, your mind should be led astray from the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ." So his area of attack is the mind of the believer. Not so much the emotions or the will, but the mind. What he's doing is he's trying to corrupt their doctrine. Now the words we have in verse 3, the simplicity and purity of devotion to Christ, that's a little bit misleading, I think. Because the words of devotion to aren't really there. You'll notice, if you have New American Standard like I do, the words of devotion are in italics. That means that they don't appear in the original text. In the Greek text, those words aren't there. What he's saying is that your minds might be corrupted from the simplicity and purity towards Christ or Christ's word. So he's talking about doctrine here, not so much their wills, but their doctrine is being corrupted. In fact, you can be as devoted as you want to false doctrine, and you're still going to be incorrect. It's not a matter of devotion, it's a matter of understanding. And these false apostles down there were trying to warp Paul's doctrine. And he's saying that that's how Satan works. He takes doctrine and he tries to undermine it. You'll never mature unless your doctrine is correct. And Paul was saying he wanted to present them to Christ as a pure virgin. In other words, their doctrine being pure. Now, in verse 4, you could ask the question, well, how do we know? How am I supposed to know what's right doctrine and what's false doctrine? Because we find that these false apostles disguise themselves as godly men, as angels of light, like Satan. So how do we know? Well, verse 4 gives us the answer to that question. He says, for if one comes and preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached. And that's the answer. The "we" there is referring to Paul. It could either be referring to Paul alone, as we looked at last week, or it could be referring to Paul and the other apostles. So the standard for true teaching in the church age is it Pauline? Is it apostolic? That's how we can tell. If we have teaching and we're not sure whether it's true or not, how do we tell? We look at our New Testament and we see, is that teaching in sync with what Paul taught or what the other apostles taught, or isn't it? And that's the test of true teaching in the church age. It's not necessarily, is it biblical? We can drill down even another step. Not only does teaching have to be biblical, it has to be apostolic or New Testament to apply to us. And as I mentioned last time, all Scripture is for us, but not all Scripture is to us. So we have the Old Testament, and it was written for us, and we can learn a great deal from the Old Testament, but we can't live by the Old Testament. It wasn't written to us, it was written to nation Israel. And there's a giant difference there. And Paul's saying here that the test for true teaching is what he taught, what the apostles taught. Now we're ready to move on and look at the deviations or the errors of these false apostles in verse 4. And the first one we see in verse 4, it says, for if one comes and preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached. So their first error or deviation was that they preached another Jesus. And again, what's the standard? The standard is Paul's teaching. So that we have a standard to judge teaching about Jesus. That standard is Paul's teaching in the New Testament and the other apostles' teaching. Preaches, the word preaches in verse 4, when it says, for if one comes and preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached. And both of those words, preaches and preached, are the Greek word keruso. What keruso means is to proclaim a message. This is the word that was used about what the imperial herald did. He proclaimed a message. He didn't make it up. He just proclaimed it. The emperor would make a declaration, a decree. He would write it down, and the herald would take it out and read it on the street corners because they didn't have the 9 o'clock news. So that's what the herald did. And that's what Paul says preaching is. We are to proclaim a message, and that message is God's word. Now, preaches is interesting here. In verse 4, it says, if one comes and preaches, and that's in the present tense in the Greek. So that's what these false apostles were doing. They were preaching another Jesus. And then he says, whom we have not preached. Preached is in the aorist tense. And that looks back at the historic. So it's saying, if these guys are right now, if they're preaching a different Jesus, if they're proclaiming another Jesus, not the one that we proclaimed, that is the apostles, then they're in error. Their doctrine is false. So we can take that right now. We can say, if we see a Jesus that doesn't match with what Paul wrote about Jesus and the apostles wrote about Jesus, then we're being taught false doctrine, because that's the test. And he gives it right here in verse 4. If we see anything on the contemporary church scene that doesn't fit with the historic or the apostolic, then it's an error. It's just that simple, and that's what Paul is saying. Now, we tend to think of modern as better in our culture. We always think that the latest and greatest is always the best. And Paul's saying here that doesn't apply to Bible study. You know what? In Bible study, what he wrote is best. And that's the test of all other Bible study. If anybody tries to teach you something that doesn't conform with what Paul taught about Jesus, they're teaching error. Now, how can you know? Well, you have to know your Bible. That's the only way you can protect yourself. Now, we not only do we tend to think of modern as better, we tend to read our Bible through our own culture. And that's a problem. We have to kind of step back. Have you ever noticed that one thing that stands out to me is all the pictures you see of Jesus, or not all of them, but most of them, he looks like a white European, doesn't he? I mean, he has sandy blonde hair brown hair with blonde highlights. And, you know, he was a Jewish kid. I bet he didn't really look like. Now, I don't know. No one knows what he looked like. But the pictures we see kind of filter Jesus through our own cultural framework. We have to be careful, because that's not the historic Jesus. The historic Jesus is the one that Paul wrote about, and we have to be careful to filter everything back through what Paul wrote. In fact, it's come to the point where Francis A. Schaeffer, the Christian philosopher, made the statement that Jesus Christ are two of the most dangerous words in the English language, because people will take them and apply any doctrine to them. And that's what was happening clear back here in Corinth. And that's what happens today, isn't it? Oh, Jesus could never. You know, my God would never. And you can fill in the blank. People say all kinds of things. But if your God and your Jesus doesn't conform to the one Paul wrote about, it's false. It's an error. We have all kinds of things. Homosexuality. God could never frown on a loving relationship. Well, two things are misunderstood in that statement. You don't understand God, and you don't understand loving. How do I know that? Well, because of what Paul wrote, especially in Romans. I know that. Women pastors. I saw, in fact, there was a TV show, Sally. I don't know what her whole name is. She had a panel, and they were talking about women pastors. And just as it turned out, one of the guys on the panel was a pastor from Lincoln, Nebraska, a guy I knew. And they were talking about, should women be pastors? And he was trying to say that, well, if we're Christians, we should look to the Bible to see if that's true. And every time he opened his mouth, they would interrupt him. And they'd talk about everything in the world except what the Bible said. Why can't women know as much about the Word as men? They can. Well, that's not the issue. You know, why can't women be as good leaders as men? They can. That's not the issue. The issue is God's Word. And that was never brought up. Why is that? It's because we tend to take the Bible and filter it through our culture, and we say, well, anything new is better. Women's rights are better because it's a new concept. And that's where our culture is coming from. Now, interesting note here. In verse 4, when he says, for if one comes and preaches another Jesus, this kind of surprised me in the Greek text, because the word another there, and I'll give a little background, there's two words for another in Greek, allos and heteros, and they both appear in verse 4. Allos means another of the same kind. And heteros means another of a different kind. And when I first read this in English, I would think another Jesus would be heteros, a different kind of Jesus. But it's not. It's allos. It's another of the same kind. And I had to stop and think about that. Well, why did he use that word? I think the reason is Because these guys were not preaching a different Jesus. They were proclaiming the same one. They were just getting the doctrine wrong. And so you can hear people talk about Jesus, and they can be talking about the same historical Jesus that we worship, but you know what? If their doctrine about him doesn't fit what Paul wrote, then it's wrong. It's in error. So Paul's enemies were teaching false doctrine about the real Jesus. Notice their second error. First, they preached another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or you have received a different spirit. Now, that's the word heteros, a spirit of a different kind. It could be referring to two things here. First, it could be referring to the Holy Spirit, talking about a Holy Spirit that isn't the real Holy Spirit, a false Holy Spirit, or false teaching about the Holy Spirit, or it could be referring to an attitude. And we see that in Paul's writing sometimes when he talks about a spirit of fear, a spirit of bondage. He's talking about an attitude. So that could easily fit in verse 4 too. Either one of those interpretations could easily fit, because these guys were preaching a different spirit, which you have not received. So they might have been proclaiming a Jesus who produced a spirit of fear instead of a spirit of peace, a spirit of bondage instead of a spirit of freedom. Or they could have been proclaiming false doctrine about the Holy Spirit to the degree that it wasn't even the same Holy Spirit they were talking about, a totally different one. They were also preaching a different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. verse 4. And here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted. Different gospel. Verse 4. And here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted. Different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted. Different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted. Different gospel. Verse 4. And here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted. Different gospel. Verse 4. And here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted. Different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted. Different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted. Different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted. Different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted. Different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted. Different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted. Different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted. Different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our culture today. Paul says that these false teachers, in the last part of verse 4, or a different gospel, which you have not, different gospel. Verse 4, and here's one that's very germane to our